Country Bob FM.
Are you ready? It's the Almanac time. A little unfinished business. Davey Buskell was our winner. Now then, he's going to the O'Reilly Street Machine Summer Nationals, Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Davey gets the tickets, and he's now forever immortalized as well, because he's also part of the Almanac Archive and podcast, because we archive all of
That's
these.
Right.
If you miss any of them, they're located at mybobcountry.com under the Almanac tab or Almanac button, if you will, and Davey's name will forever be associated with the Almanac. For today, July 10th, 191st day of the year here in 2018, but before we get into the usual Almanac goodies, we have an Almanac salute.
Young love, first love,
he was a teen heartthrob.
Devotion.
Did you see the news? Tab Hunter passed
away. Yes, I did.
He was 86. He was in the movie Damn Yankees.
Yeah.
Sonny James had the country hit with that song.
Yep.
Tab Hunter on the pop side. Young Love, Bob FM. 174 days left to go in 2018. Today's Almanac starts in 1778. This was a big, big day in the fight for our independence, the American Revolution going on, and France on this date. I mean, they had an ongoing conflict with England for how many years?
A long time.
They declared war on England this date, 1778. So sometimes we make fun of the French being kind of wimpy, but you know what? We might not be the United States. We might not have won that war if France doesn't come to our aid.
Yeah.
And they especially helped on the maritime side of things.
Yes.
Their navy kind of blocked Britain and blocked Britain from doing anything, either bringing stuff in, obviously supplying their troops, or maybe even going the other way, the other direction, and expanding back out to sea. So they were huge. It's a huge part of it. So thank you, France.
We just don't say it enough.
We don't say thank you to France, not nearly enough. And they also gave us the Statue of Liberty.
And French fries.
17 freedom fries. 1923, how about this? A two-pound hailstone, not just one, but several two-pound hailstones in Russia.
Wow.
Killed 23 people and many cattle in Rostov, Russia. You know how high a thunderhead has to be up into the atmosphere? And how powerful a thunderstorm needs to be to create a two-pound hailstone? Tremendously
That's
powerful,
ridiculous.
Neil. I don't know exactly how powerful. Megan probably would know more.
A lot of gigawatts involved.
But that was in 1923. 1929, we said goodbye to the horse blankets. No more horse blankets because our government began issuing paper money downsized. They downsized to the size of currency that we use today. Paper money. Folding money.
Folding money.
2.1 by 6 1/4 inches. Actually, 6.14, I think is. Yeah, let me see. I wrote this down here.
Standard issue now.
2.1 by 6.14. That's your new standard issue. The old ones look like posters.
Right, they were big.
They were big. They were like 50% bigger. And they used to call them horse blankets.
Yeah.
That's what they called that big money. You'd know that from your Western TV and movie experience.
Sure.
In 1934, this date, some real audio.
I never had the thought of the strikeouts or anything else of that sort. I was really just trying to get out of the inning without getting hurt.
You know what? He did get out of the inning without getting hurt. Then he started the next inning with two more strikeouts. This is the day that Carl Hubble, he and his screwball, struck out Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, all in a row after getting two on and nobody out. He had to buckle down. Didn't look good for old Carl Hubble.
No.
Two on, nobody out in the 34 All-Star game. And then he started the next inning by also striking out Al Simmons and Joe Cronin, all five Hall of Famers.
Not bad.
It's one of the historic moments in all of baseball history, and it happened this date.
Very cool.
1934. Oh, by the way, the Bob Almanac is brought to you by Lefebvre Companies. They are hiring company drivers, owner operators, and carriers. If you're looking for a job, you want something new, they're offering a lot of money now these days to drive trucks.
Yeah.
They need truck drivers, and Lefebvre Company needs drivers as well. Go to leftruck.com. That's Lef Truck, leftruck.com. And a John Conley ticket's coming up here at the back end with an Almanac quiz.
Nice.
1967, Bobby Gentry went to the studio.
It seems like nothing ever comes to no good.
Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
So good.
Ode to Billy Joe. It's a story, and it were introduced to Billy Joe McAllister and the whole crew.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, this is the day she recorded Ode to Billy Joe. It was released, and it won 4 Grammys. That's a
good
run.
That is a great run.
1972. Don't ever argue with the fact that a herd of stampeding elephants might not be the greatest power unleashed on land. A herd of stampeding elephants on this date killed 24 in the Chanka Forest of India, 1972, on this date. They're running away from the circus.
Yes. Yeah, they were. They didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
Back in 85.
What we didn't know was how many thousands of you would phone and write asking us to bring back the classic taste of original Coca-Cola. Well, we read and we listened, and you know the rest. They're both yours, the new taste of Coke and Coca-Cola Classic. Your right of choice is back.
That's like the CEO of Coke, and they pretty much did an about-face on this day in 85 as they announced that original Coke coming back under Coke Classic.
Somebody lost their job on that.
It was less than 3 months after new Coke was introduced.
Was
they couldn't have done that any quicker.
Barrage There's, of complaints.
There are still some people who think that was all just a stunt.
Well,
if you break it down, I mean, there's the argument there.
Well, maybe somebody got promoted.
In the news, 1989.
What's up, Doc? And that's all, folks. Lines made famous by Mel Blanc. Yesterday, Blanc died of heart disease. He was 81.
Mel Blanc passing away, the man of how many voices, Neil?
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 voices. Here's a couple of them here that he used to do.
Let's run through that again.
Okay. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
Shoot him now.
You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now.
Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Foghorn Leghorn,
Woody,
so many more that he did. He did Barney Rubble there for a while, too.
Yeah. How good was he?
Mel Blanc. And then his son Noel did the voices. Basically, Mel was training Noel to take his place, and he did it for years and years and years after Mel Blanc had he had retired for the most part even before he had died. 81 on this date in 1989. Andrew Dice Clay made an appearance on Arsenio Hall. It was somewhat uncomfortable.
Now, just let me say this, because I always believe that you could take yourself and put yourself. No, I get choked up because you put yourself where you want to be. And
I think that's genuine emotion from Andrew Dice Clay, and the crowd didn't know how to respond. They didn't know if this was his act or what was going on. And, of course, he had a controversial show and style.
Yes, he did.
And act, and some people didn't take too kindly to it. Nora Dunn would be one of them, and Sinead O'Connor and others. And he was kind of he was responding to his critics on this date on the Arsenio Hall show. Boy, they broke a lot of great TV ground on the Arsenio Hall show, didn't they?
That's where I went for groundbreaking television, Jim.
1990. And then 1993 on this date, Kenyan runner Yobes Ondekai became the first man to run 10,000 meters in less than 27 minutes. I know I've asked you this question. I don't think I've ever received a satisfactory answer.
Uh-oh.
What makes a Kenyan so good at long-distance running, Neil? Have you found that out yet? Any scientific proof?
It's genetics.
It's in their nature?
Yeah. I don't want to go all Jimmy the Greek on you.
Are they running away from elephants?
That's true.
99. Let's go to the Rose Bowl.
Go!
Now we have the World Cup going on right now. Brandi Chastain removes her shirt in celebration. Didn't you do that the one year you won your golf league?
Yes, I did.
You sank the putt on number 9 or 18 or wherever it was, took your shirt off.
And then jumped into the pond.
Why not? Mm-hmm. So that was this date that the U.S. soccer team won the World Cup. Brianna Scurry, who was from Anoka, was the goalie.
It was good.
They beat China 5-4. That's a complaint about soccer, is that they decide a World Cup, World Championship on penalty kicks. That'd be like deciding what the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
on a shootout.
Yeah.
Although in hockey, I think in the Olympics they do it. they go to a shootout
yeah.
at the end of games to decide games in the tournament.
Not happy about
it. But it's unfortunate. But you know what? With the way soccer is, it could go on. How long could it possibly go on?
Days.
Days and days and days. So that was on this date, 1999. We're moving on to birthdays now. Reach out, touch your hand. Oak Ridge Boys had a hit with this song.
This is a little different version.
And so did the Staples Singers.
Staples Motley?
Mavis Staples is 79 today. She's the one who sang all those great Staples hits. They are literally Staples.
Right.
79 today. What's that one? I'll meet you there, right? No, what's that one? I can't think of it right now. Let's Do It Again is a good one. That's one of their big hits.
Okay.
And then what's the other one? The big Staples song. I'll Take You There. I'll Take You There. Okay. You know that one, don't you?
Maybe it was your rendition that fooled me, but it doesn't ring a bell.
You remember the television show Sheriff Lobo?
Oh, yes.
He was the funny, rotund deputy.
Special task force got the killer here. Want to walk him around the scene of carnage. Maybe jar his memory. Good spur on a confession.
Well, that's good.
We're going to show him around the scene of carnage. His name is Mills Watson, and he is 78 today.
What's the guy who played Sheriff Lobo?
Well, it was Claude Akins.
Oh, yeah, right.
Claude Akins. Mills Watson was Perkins. He was Perkins the deputy. Happy birthday. Robert Pine, he was the boss of Ponch and John.
You should join the Mounties, Frank. If you treated your horse the way you treat your motorcycle, at least he could fight back.
So Robert Pine, he was Sergeant Gautrer on Chips, 77 today. He's also the father of Chris Pine, current actor.
Oh, yeah.
Who is highly in demand. Played Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman.
Yes.
And also Captain Kirk in the new timeline of Star Trek. Robert Pine, his father, is the big 7'7". We wish him the best today. Arlo Guthrie, 71.
Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
He had a dad named Woody.
I'm the train.
Not Woody Boyd. So he's 71 here today. Just a couple years younger for Greg Kinn and the Greg Kinn Band. Their biggest hit right here, Love's in Jeopardy, and then Weird Al did a parody of it, Lost on Jeopardy.
Right.
Which I'm sure as soon as Greg Kinn did this song, he assumed that Weird Al would be doing Lost on Jeopardy. Greg Kinn, 69. Andre Dawson, they called him the Hawk.
Yes, they did.
National League MVP in 87.
Pretty good hitter.
He is 64. Remember him with the Montreal Expos and
first
the Chicago
and
Cubs.
The Cubs,
The high-stepping Roger Craig. Mostly with the San Francisco 49ers, but he spent a year or two here with the Vikings.
Yes, he did.
And Denny Green, who coached him on the staff of Bill Walsh at San Francisco, brought him here to the Vikings in 1992.
He could catch the ball out of the backfield pretty well, too.
And he was a high stepper. Get those knees high. He was tough to tackle as a result. Roger Craig today is 58. Here's a guy, we probably don't hear him quite enough on Bob. I want him more.
In my tub. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head.
He's a jukebox junkie, and he's rub-a-dubbin'.
Right down to a T.
Ken Mellons is 53 on this birthday today.
Laura smells like a dirty horse. Laura smells like a dirty horse. Laura.
That's Willie
like
and his evil sister, Nellie Olson. Jonathan Gilbert, who played Willie Olson, is 50 today. Can you believe that?
That's hard to believe.
Jonathan Gilbert, he was the adopted brother of Melissa Gilbert and Sarah Gilbert. American actor Jonathan Gilbert in 68 celebrated today, so he is the big 5-0. Happy 49th birthday to Marty Cordova.
Oh, the former twin.
Former twin, MVP. And, of course, he was Rookie of the Year.
I got a Marty Cordova ball somewhere.
Good for you. Yeah. 1995 was the year that he won the Rookie of the Year. But remember, he also, when he was with another team, I think maybe Baltimore, he missed a few games and was almost had to be placed on the injured reserve because he fell asleep in a tanning bed.
Oh, that's right.
He was always tan and looking good. Marty Cordova.
Didn't he have plantar fasciitis?
49. Who didn't?
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a performance name, and I'm a singer, so why not LaVox? Makes sense. Nobody else had done it that I know of.
Right.
It was quite genius. Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts. 48. Some may say her voice on the show Modern Family.
Yay!
May say it's annoying, but she's lovely.
Oh, she
Sophia
is.
Sophia Vergara, 46, from Modern Family, and she'll never live this down.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish?
Oh, boy.
I know it's tuna, but it says chicken. By the sea.
Jessica Simpson. You know, for the million of inane and mind-numbing moments that we get from reality TV, you get a gold moment just like that.
That's a gem.
Jessica Simpson, 38. And, you know, you also have to salute her for playing Daisy Duke.
Yes,
the film remake of the TV show.
Was Willie in that one then, right?
Jessica Simpson, 38 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Adolphus Bush. He gave us beer. Certainly moved it forward, maybe. I mean, they had beer. Samuel Adams, right? I mean, they had beer way back at the beginning.
Who was Anheuser?
Time.
Where's Anheuser?
That's his father-in-law.
Well, that's a great name. We need more names.
Eberhard Anheuser and
Adolphus
Bush.
We need more Anheusers.
That's right. Along with his father-in-law, they developed that company, Anheuser-Busch, 1839.
Now they're all owned by
Adolphus.
Same company.
Yeah.
It's all
Japan.
The same.
Yeah. Inventor Nikola Tesla. This was a very smart man. This guy. I mean, come on. He was smart. AC. You get your AC, right?
Yeah, he was AC. Einstein
or
Edison was DC.
DC, yeah.
They battled.
And then together they formed the rock band, AC/DC. So Nikola Tesla.
I like to hear Nikola Tesla sing Back in Black.
Right.
You shook me all night long.
He's on a highway to somewhere. Nikola Tesla was born on this day, 1856.
If there is ice on Mars, it seems reasonable to conclude there is water. the scientists involved with the Viking project have so concluded. They have new pictures from Mars, and Roy Neal tells us that.
It's the only time ever that John Chancellor made somebody laugh.
Right. That was good. David Brinkley could not resist. He got the chuckles. Right there. It's television journalist David Brinkley. I asked you to do it, but you say you've done it enough. David Brinkley was born on this day, 1920. Eunice Kennedy Shriver, she was the founder, of course, of the Special Olympics, sister to President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert and Ted Kennedy. She was their sister. And her husband, Robert Sargent Shriver Jr., was the U.S. ambassador to France, the Democratic vice presidential candidate. Well, goes on and on. And Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Kind of like the Almanac.
Was born on this day, 1921. Boxing great Jake LaMotta. Raging Bull, based on his life. Born on this day, 1921. What about Herman Munster?
My toe bone's connected to my foot bone. My foot bone's connected to my heel bone.
How about that timbre, huh?
My heel bone's connected to my ankle bone. That's how they connected those dry bones.
Fine singer. Herman Munster.
He got radio play from that.
Yes, he played, of course, on Car 54, Where Are You? He was a judge of My Cousin Vinny, the movie, many things. Fred Gwynn is the guy's name, and he was born in this day, 1926. Ronnie James Dio, he was a front man for the group Rainbow, and then Black Sabbath, and then his own band, Dio, born in this day, 1942. Great tennis Hall of Famer Arthur Ashe. Born on this day, 1943. You may remember him from the Barney Miller program, Ron Glass. Little TV theme here, because it's one of the greatest ever.
He was Detective Harris.
Yes, he was. Had a fine afro.
Who didn't in the 80s?
Yeah, right on.
And 70s.
Yeah. He was in several other movies and programs and whatnot, but we remember him from Barney Miller, Ron Glass. Born on this day, 1945, and the race car Driver Adam Petty, one of the Petties who unfortunately lost his life way too early. Born on this day, 1980. They're all gone, but not.
Oh, one slipped through the cracks here this morning.
Johnny Umar was a rebel.
Nick Adams.
Hero.
Who was the rebel? Johnny Yuma.
Did Johnny Yuma?
He was maybe the only rebel.
Rebel.
1931. Gone. Say it with me. Gone.
But not forgotten.
He was also in one of those Godzilla movies. The one against Monster Zero, the three-headed King Ghidorah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He was the American astronaut that went to Planet X.
Huh.
One of the best Godzilla movies from that era. Let's give away John Conley tickets. He is going to be in St. Cloud Paramount Theater. And this is for the 7 o'clock show. You're going to talk to John Conley and give away more tickets somewhere between 9:30 and 10 this morning.
Yep. So this is 7 o'clock on Thursday, right? Thursday.
Yep. It's an almanac quiz. Do you want to go Thursday, 7 o'clock show? The question is, on this date in 1972, a herd of stampeding elephants went through Chanka Forest. How many people did those stampeding elephants kill, sadly, on this date in India? A herd of stampeding elephants killed a certain number of people on this date.
You said the number.
Yep, I did say the number. That was in 1972. The number for you to call is 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. I'd love to have known how many elephants. I wish they would have done a count. That would have been a real good question.
Yeah, wow, yeah, no.
Call
stampeding
right now.
Herd, how many?
John Conley tickets. Could be yours, Bob.
Two young people without a thought.